Oh, we are back with another episode of Scouting Synopsis, and I forgot how loud that intro is. I still got to fix that. But hey, the MLS Special Weekly is still ongoing, and you still have some opportunity to win some cash money. So we're going to look at Game Week 463 with me, as always, Chris, the MLS Card Guy, and ATG Sober, Alex over here. What's up, y'all?
I'm waving, but it's not on camera, so you can't see it. So it's cool. It's fine. We're here.
I'm live. Tired.
We're doing the things. You're in London, late. Man. Why are you tired?
I am.
It's only like 2 in the morning.
See, I've been here for it's not. It's 11:30, which isn't that bad, but still.
We had to send reconnaissance over, right, to figure out how our viewers feel, the ones overseas, you know, what it's like for them to be up on this side talking about that. JVic first, as always. Jono Nesbitt, what's up? That's a new name. Daniel Cooper, the guy, and Mike Baston. Evening, he'll stick around as long as his eyes stay open. Hey, you and Alex are going to be in a race to do that.
I want to know what Daniel Cooper had for dinner or his last meal, because I want to know if it was actually good or not. Because I feel like we're going to go back and forth on this now.
All right. Come at me, bro. All right. Well, while we get all that in order, look, we're going to look ahead at the game week. Last week was a success. It was fun. And hey, there's cash on the line. So we want to know. We need to know what's going on. See if we can get the load down, get some sneaky cheap buys in before the going gets rough. So before we do that, hey, we might have missed Sunday shenanigans last weekend. Whatever. You know what? It was just a day.
There were no shenanigans on Sundays. There was no game.
What are we supposed to do? That's literally our scapegoat. Okay.
Call Don Garber and complain directly.
Right. We got him early in the season. We got used to it where it's like a habit now, and he just ripped it away from us. So weren't happy about that. And there it is. Daniel Cooper literally just had beans on toast.
Yeah. Is that supposed to be good? Was that an example of a good meal? Or
listen, I will say a nice English breakfast on a Sunday morning, you know what I'm saying? With the beans. Oh, dude. Top notch.
No.
Yes.
Just no.
Maybe it's a Mexican thing, all right? I like beans. Whatever. We're not here to talk about beans. We're here to talk about Sober and Jay Vic's favorite Kansas expert. You love to see it. So real quick,
Kansas,
before we go on, because we didn't really review last week, is there anything that stuck out to you guys this past weekend that you saw they're going to be like, ooh, that maybe you're going to use that going forward into this weekend?
Yeah. My Italian went down hurt, and I'm upset. I don't know how bad it is. I haven't seen any reports. Maybe you guys have seen something, but looked like a hammy. So I'm figuring 3-4 weeks, maybe 6 weeks max.
Yeah, they said MRI like incoming, and we've just heard nothing. Like
welcome to MLS, which is cool.
Yeah.
So I'm just guessing it's probably like 4 to 6 weeks because that's a normal hamstring. But like, hey, he might play this weekend. He might not be back. He might be out for the season. You know, you never know with these things. Yeah. But that was really sad to see all of my momentum going straight on down the toilet. And hopefully Jonathan Osorio can put the team on his back, carry us for a few weeks while we get Insigne back. They are in a good spot in the table, so we just got to keep the momentum rolling. Even if we're playing kids now, I'm gonna keep the momentum rolling and get our Italians and Sean John back eventually.
You know what this means, right?
It's
Marshall Rennie season.
It was already Marshall Rennie season,
but it was great. But
no, because he's the Richie Larea replacement. So as long as Larea is out, which I think is like 3 months, Jaquil Marshall Ruddy is a huge play, which to be fair, I do own his forward card as well. So that's kind of my fill in forward. But he is definitely no Insigne as of yet. So that was the biggest thing that I saw this past weekend. What'd you see?
Alex? Well, Daniel Cooper said he was attending training, but in slides. So he's up and walking.
Oh,
a good sign.
We take
that
those.
That is a good sign. Mike Baston, we are not bringing back Michael Bradley. That is not happening.
Yeah.
No, we are not doing it.
They just bring Giovinco in as the Italian replacement. Ship him in.
We have a quota of Italians. Like, everybody else has domestic players. Toronto's just, like, in Italy. So they actually have to have enough Italian players to make sure that works.
Oh, buddy. LA is back. Both LAs are flying. Hey.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Nashville, I don't know if we can say back, though, because it's Nashville. So let's pump the brakes a little bit.
But we said Nashville, once they get their starters back, you know, they'll be able to start flying again. Well, their starters are back, and
Walker Zimmerman's
not
back.
Rest in peace, Joe Willis.
Walker Zimmerman's not back, and I mean Mukhtar is back, but yeah,
it's rough. But international,
you know who also is back? Orlando's back.
Ooh.
They're back.
Okay, beating.
You're back. I'm just gonna
let's be honest. Come on,
Austin is not a good team. Austin is not a good team. That's all I'll say.
Although Driussi's back, so that's good.
That is true.
I picked up a cheeky little Driussi because he's too cheap right now. So I did grab myself one of those. But yeah, Austin is not good at all.
No, Austin is not good. Nashville
potentially the worst team in the MLS.
Alex, what did you see?
Besides John Gallagher.
Hey, that's
who I also found out.
Hey, that's on you.
And another sneaky has forward cards. That's one I didn't know.
Really?
So yeah,
that is it. That is interesting. Alex, what did you see this past weekend that stood out to you that you're going to run into?
I saw maybe Miami without Messi could be a problem. They looked horrible against the Red Bulls. They looked horrible.
I think that's that pressing team that we talked about, remember? Like, that's exactly the style. And that's why I'm surprised DC didn't just wipe the floor with them, because I figure they're the same teams.
They tried.
They kind of did, and then they didn't, but then they got Luis Suarez. But yeah, this is a slow Miami team for sure. And yeah, they're going to have issues like this throughout the year.
I love anytime someone has bad to say about Miami, I'm all here for it. But it's funny you said that, because I was going to take the other side and say, look, we've been on the Red Bulls back thing a couple episodes
here.
Ago. We asked, is Luis Morgan back? Forsberg was off doing Morgan. Forsberg thing. We're going to talk about that. We're not getting into his personal life, okay? He's doing things. But he wasn't there. Luis Morgan said, hold my beer, revenge game against the team that had to dump him, most likely for salary cap, because they just love breaking rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kept talking about it in the broadcast. They're like, yeah, he killed it for Miami, and they shipped him out. And so they were saying revenge game. Did he celebrate once? I don't think he did.
No.
I think he was... Yeah.
He put the ball in the back of the net three times, though, so he celebrated that way.
And shout out Van Zier, too. 4 assists, negative AA. This is MLS.
What a man. You love to see it.
Are we buying in on Van Zier here? Like, are we saying, like, he has the team around him now? He has a midfield behind him. Like, he literally just has to be there and put him in. Are we on the Van Zier train?
I think we've got to make sure that we're not racist, too. That's a Ooh. Key. We got to stay out of the racism, thing. I don't know if I'm bought on him yet. We'll see. Maybe.
I'm not either. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you can see what the thing. It's cool that he got the 4 assists, but the negative AA worries me. That peak score is then lower, because like he's not going to get 4 assists maybe ever again. Like he's that negative AA thing. Maybe his peak's now going to be 70.
Yeah,
and
hey,
It's how many decisives can he get?
Exactly.
Because this is the way I look at it.
Yeah,
and like the reason I ask is because like you look at it from that side and you're like, okay, well, him and Luis Morgan are doing great. Forsberg wasn't here, but coming into it, he's going to dominate the midfield there too. Like if you go and see what the LA Galaxy are doing, and like you look at Jovalich, where like he was playing behind Chicharito, never really got it going. Even when he was starting, he just like really couldn't find his rhythm. Now that he has a team behind him, dude, Jovalich looks like a new man. Like if you look at the goal that he scored this weekend, like just like a dummy by just like let the ball go past his body, perfect position to just like put it away. You're like, he was not doing that last year. So like same thing you could say about Van Zier, but just needs to shut his mouth. That's all.
He needs to be available. He's been hurt a lot. He's been in and out of the team a lot. So we'll see.
Mike Bazin, can Van Zier do it on a snowy pitch in Utah?
Well, LAFC can't do it on a snowy pitch in Utah, but they can sure do it against Nashville at home. speaking of LA, though, what happened to your boys? They were 2-0 up. What happened?
What happened? He's not even going to talk about it.
I think he went on mute there.
The whole stop story. I can tell you where I was and what happened, but I don't want to.
You got pooched and yovelitched.
See, I'm just glad other teams know how it feels now, all right? Miami pummeled those 5-0. Rest in peace, Nashville. Like, anybody who faces LA Galaxy is going to concede goals. But they're still going to outscore you. They're proving that they could outscore you. So LA Galaxy still up.
To be fair, I feel like we were spot on that game, and like the offensive stacks are just great on both sides. Like I had a Kansas City stack that also did pretty well. So
yep. But all right, people are here because they want to know what's happening next week. Okay, that's what these people want to know. So up here,
anybody can look backwards. It takes an expert to look forwards.
What is it? I keep hearing it. What is it? Everybody could be like a Monday morning quarterback. I keep hearing people like saying that like everywhere I go. So like, yeah, we're a Monday morning number 10-ing, I guess.
Or I'm Monday night quarterback. That's what I am.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Just shout out Justin Fields. Welcome to Pittsburgh.
And yeah, Russell Wilson. Yeah, must be nice. But I got some matchups here. Is there anything on the screen right here that any of you that sticks out to you guys that go, whoa, we need to be targeting this match right here? Anything that sticks out to you guys?
I mean, I think low-key, the DC United Montreal game could be really entertaining. Like, I really want to see, you know, both these teams have a pretty decent starts to the year, and I kind of want to see who kind of gets the upper hand. I don't know what to expect, to be fair. I kind of feel like this could be a DC route, but then at the same time, it's like Montreal's got, you know, pretty decent, you know, start to the season, and they're definitely clicking. Do they have enough people that are not hurt that can put the ball in the back of the net? Maybe we'll see. But I think this is going to be a really, really interesting game for sure. So yeah, I mean, I'm starting my DC stacks though. I can't wait to see them play at home. They just could be so good.
The way Benteke got that decisive last week too, yeah. Which, you know,
Benteke should have had goals too. Like he should have scored in this game, and
hit the post and it bounced out to Cudi Pietro, who literally just put it in the back of the net, like completely unopposed. Yeah. Or it was a Berkey save onto the post or something like that that just fell to Cudi Pietro. So like he easily could have scored in that St. Louis game. But yeah, Benteke's here, and that was without Herrera. That was without what's his face? Pedro Santos should be back this week. I'm really interested to see Pirani because he's supposed to be pretty good, and he's been probably the worst player on the field for a lot of the games that I've watched. I would, from this graphic here, I don't know if Cudi Pietro is going to start because he came off with a bit of a knock. I don't know how bad it is, but I would expect. I would expect to see Dahomey if he can't go. But I think the rest of this is pretty locked in. The order is kind of wrong because Peltola will be in the midfield. Santos will be at right back and McVay will be the center back. But I think this is generally a pretty locked in ? Starting lineup for DC. That's sort of we figured out. That's the one question
to DiPietro about your DC United stacks is that you're going to get the guillotine with Joseph's three consecutive off the bench decisives delivered by Huon, which this is now a revenge game.
That's true. Revenge game.
DC. So stack your Huons because, and like, I'll go a little bit off the cuff here, where it's like Cocoro, I'm still mad about his funny shenanigans in front of goal. So I'm still not bought in the whole Cocoro thing. But Huon is looking like a different player in this Montreal system. Incredible. And I never thought I would say it. I really didn't. And this is coming from someone that's watched him a lot. And on the other side, yeah, DC, Aaron Herrera, you have all those. Jared Stroud continues to impress me.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, I don't know if the
finally had a decent score this one. He finally had a decent score. Yeah.
Oh, shout out to server data and updating this stuff. Looks nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, there it is. They are.
He finally had a decent score. He's got some AA in his game. And yeah, he's starting to get there. But yeah, you can see he's a whole different player in this system.
Yeah.
As opposed to St.
He's
Louis.
Active. He's everywhere. Yeah, he's putting in crosses. Everywhere. Another guy that's like everybody on DC can cross a beautiful ball is what I've gotten.
And they've all got Benteke to shoot for. Like they're all crossing to one person. Doesn't matter who has the ball. It's going to be a cross to Benteke at some point.
And he'll win the header too. It doesn't matter.
And he'll win it every time. Dude, yep. Benteke is weird as a striker because he actually has positive AA because he wins so many aerial duels. Like, that's all he does is win aerial duels, and he gets so much AA from that, which is really weird. I really was not expecting that when I went through so our data. But I think it'll be an interesting matchup on the right flank with Huon versus Aaron Herrera because they were traded for each other, basically. So it's like, who got the better end of that trade?
Oh, see, a little incentive to go off with. And
yeah, it's an Aaron Herrera revenge game too.
Yeah, there you go. Thomas always coming in clutch. It was like 99th percentile in aerial duels won last year.
The 100th percentile was
easy to cross, and there's a mountain to aim for.
Yeah. The 100th percentile was like God. That was it. Like, there was nobody above Benteke.
God and Benteke.
There's two names on the list.
Oh, another thing with Jared Stroud too. He killed us in those two games where we lost against St. Louis. Like, he looked good.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad he's finally getting some love. You know, if he was at St. Louis, I'd say he's still too. Bad. But yeah, it works out.
Perfect system for him. So,
and he has four cards too. There's another guy.
Definitely one to watch. Definitely.
Yep.
See, look at you. I know things. Wow. Cheeky didn't have this one on my list, but Philly, Minnesota could be like 8-7 because there's been no defense. And that is totally true. I got an Andre Blake and I ain't paying for Kai Wagner. Everybody else in the defense. Kai Wagner,
dude. That's what I said.
You have to pay for Kai Wagner.
Like, what else are you going to do?
I don't want to.
Just wait for Jack McGlynn defensive cards? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, you got to – Glessness, as I said, he does too many Glessness things for you to be able to line him up weekly. Everybody else is – you don't know who's going to start. And so
– you know Jack McGlynn's going to start, and he's been real good. So,
dude, yeah, Jack McGlynn. But
he didn't start the last game because he was at the national team. But
realistically, just sell him. Like, that's what I – if you're not – because if you're not going to pay for Wagner, you may as well just sell him on and get, you know, someone else to stack him with. You know, pick up
like Mealy.
There you go.
So Blake. See, Daniel Cooper has my back. What happened to no racist? Come on now. Come on. Man. That's what I'm about. Someone's on my side. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, man. All right. Any other games that we have listed?
Can we go back to server data real quick?
Yes. Where?
Just any player, because I just noticed this. I don't know if this is like new as we're like doing stuff, right?
Yeah.
Look up any player.
Yeah. Yeah, the new backgrounds.
Look at the top right corner, though. It has the new season and the floor of the new seasons, which is so helpful.
So Rare Data.
Let's
go, So Rare Data.
Shout out to So Rare Data.
Yes, honey.
That's huge.
Very nice. Very clean. Very chic. Very chic.
Much better information.
Man, Guzan and Lennon is. I do have a rare Brooks Lennon. I don't know if I'm going to go out.
That's what I said.
Rare Guzan.
That's what I said. He gets sneaky clean sheets, and Lennon's is cooking. Like, I feel like that's a good option.
You go get Cohen, and
That's what I said.
Guzan, that's what he said. Yeah.
Until Guzan's eventually going to turn to dust.
Dies.
Okay.
And he already kind of has. You know. Let's be honest. He's pretty much got a chair in the goal, and he's not really moving from the middle of the goal at this point. Like, if you hit a corner, it's pretty much going in. He's going to watch it go in. He's going to look real good doing it, but he's going to watch it go in.
Hey, he saved it. He saved a Cucho penalty. Maybe we're sleeping on it.
Mike Bass. We're
sleeping on it.
Racist FC.
Mike Bass is having too much fun over here with their other issues we have in the States, but we're not. All right.
Is that the stack?
Moving on.
Is that the stack?
No. Alex, give me a matchup you're looking at. We're moving on.
Where's Ochoa at? David Ochoa somewhere?
Little is it LAFC too?
That's true.
I was going to talk about the slaughterhouse that is going to be Columbus Crew versus Nashville. They're getting
but
everybody
it's in
back.
Nashville. It's okay.
It's Geodis, dude. We were talking about it when Trippin went there. Like, these guys are going to feast. Morris is coming back. He looked incredible. I watched some highlights after the game ended, and he looked really good. Schulte's back, no Evan Bush, and they're gonna kill him. I hate to say it, they're gonna kill him. Like, you see what LAFC did?
Drew Yearwood and Tyler Boyd can't stand up to Cucho. Come on,
Mule up there too. Yeah, they're done.
Is Brent Coleman actually projected to start? What happened to your boy? Where's McNaughton?
Yeah, where is McNaughton?
He's got to be hurt. He started so much. He has to be hurt.
Yeah,
I mean, it's definitely not Coleman. I mean, I get if Walker Zimmerman's coming back and you got to put somebody on the bench. It's not going to be Jack Maher, you know? But
yeah.
This
Coleman.
And Panic. It is Panico season two. Don't forget.
It is
with Willis Redcard. And I don't know how long he's going to be starting for after that.
Dude, okay. So
just wait. He's going to shut out Columbus and Joe Willis will never see the net again.
So that's where I was going with this. Like,
he'll,
did that kind of seal
like an 80 piece like he always does, and just
did that put the nail in the coffin for Joe Willis?
It like, depends on what Panico does.
That was a pretty bad error, but like, but yeah. Panico is trusted, right? So there's already that trust there. There's already belief in him. Like Joe Willis, he's a fine goalkeeper, right? But like that red card, a little rough, man. You can't be doing that when you've been in the league for like 50 years. Like,
and it doesn't help the fact that Panico has negative distribution skill. Like he just kicks it. He just kicks it up. It goes out of bounds. There it goes.
That's
out
what
of,
I do
every time.
But this match is so interesting because you have the Columbus Crew that have had the terrible result in Charlotte, right? Like just the way it went down, vibes are bad. Like, you know, the Columbus Crew are going to come out firing on all cylinders. Like, they're not going to let that happen again. And on the other side, you just got Nashville. They got pummeled too. So like, maybe there's a little bit of pep in their step at home, defend the fortress. Like, they've always been solid defensively, but if there's no McNaughton, I don't know what they're going to do.
Columbus's morale might be broken after Charlotte, you know? I don't know how you bounce back from losing to Charlotte.
It seems we know the only way that Nashville can win. We know the only way Nashville can win is, and that's if they turn on McKenzie Gaines season.
If they follow Soccer Moses into the promised land,
that probably even won't help. Not gonna lie,
dude. They need a whole lot of something, is what I'm saying. Because Nashville,
they need multiple.
The vibes are bad. Yeah. And Hany Mukhtar still has yet to show up. The season will start eventually for him.
So here's a good question. Hany Mukhtar or Sebastian Driussi, who shows up first? Or do either of them show up?
It might be Driussi just for the fact that Mukhtar's been playing and he still hasn't done anything. Driussi could come in and just turn this Austin team around.
And Austin plays FC Dallas this weekend.
Right. A rivalry Texas game Darby. At home. I really like Driussi this weekend.
Against FC Dallas, which is a mess.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
So, get your Driussi Gallagher forward card stacks out for this match. It's time.
I think I put Driussi in my 240 team too. Like I put him in like the number one team.
He's low cap because of these sub appearances, right? Like low.
No, he's like 50.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's still like pretty low for someone. Like
for him, it's pretty low. Yeah. But yeah, he in a couple games if he doesn't do anything, then he'll drop pretty significantly. But yeah, I don't expect that to happen, if we're being honest.
Hey, you were, what is it?
Snake graph?
Little $12 for Sebastian.
That's insane.
We all know what he could do, right?
So I picked up the forward card for like 20, I think, which I thought was even better.
That's a good pickup. Yeah.
There's not that many of them, so I wanted the forward.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I paid $13.60 for it. Not even 20.
That's so wild.
Yeah. What a steal. Love and that. If you look at this, look, they have Dallas at home, Earthquakes at home, St. Louis away, which St. Louis loves the league goals, Houston, RIP, and then Galaxy. So you have four games right here where you're like, Driussi could like make something happen.
We said it last week. Houston might be healthy by then.
Ah, dude.
I mean, why is it RIP Houston?
Seba's getting back. Bossy's getting back, right?
I just until I see it,
Fyatchenko or whatever his name is, he's getting back. He was questionable last week.
Okay, all right. Are we back?
The Fighting Ben Olsen's are on the way back.
Are they on the way?
Friend of the show, Griffin Dorsey.
They are back.
They're on the way back. Well,
they were gonna be another matchup that I was gonna shout out because you know I love Steve Clark. I think he's the best value.
Steve Clark's always back.
He's especially back now though because he has to do a lot more.
Some of the worst hair in the league, but
yeah, and he's what? He's 40, rocking a mullet. Yeah.
Hey, so what?
He's like 37.
Yeah,
He's trying to get in with the cool kids.
I tipped that. I tipped that Escobar Steve Clark stack. If anybody caught on last week, that was a beneficial. I think Escobar had a 70 and Steve Clark had 80. So Houston. They are back. They're not going to be back. They are back.
Really?
Exactly. Brad Smith,
who is just, you know, collecting dust in someone's gallery, looked at that and said, no way. They were just so upset.
I'm
pretty sure I have a Brad Smith in DC. Maybe not.
If you've been playing Sober for enough and you've been in the MLS, in the MLS streets, you got a Brad Smith. I don't got a Brad Smith.
I got a Brad Smith. We're good. Funny thing is, his price didn't move at all. No one cared.
He's still not going to start.
There's only been like 8 sales since like the beginning of March for old season stuff.
Yep. Thomas, away at Houston is always a hard place to play.
To be fair, for Austin, they're used to Texas anyway. So it's not like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, maybe, maybe, maybe.
And I'm also seeing Kowalczyk 80% to start on Play Sharper and Ferrer on 60. So May, you know, that could be something.
How cheap are those Ferreras? Because, you know, that's the DP. They went into the season going, this is going to be your guy, and immediately went down.
Mm-hmm.
You have it pulled up? Is that who you got pulled up?
I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
I had one, and then, or I have one. I have the one of, actually, from 2020.
I have it on my phone, but I'm not going to just show that.
Yeah? What did that do for us, Alex? How does that help us, Alex?
So it looks like...
I don't want to try to switch on. Yeah.
See, this is gorgeous because we can just so our data. Classic, it looks like it's 211. And floor for new season is 527, which is a very nice price.
Wow.
For a new season forward with upside. Because there aren't that many of them in MLS. I mean, he hasn't proven it yet, but he's got the upside.
Listen, that money could be used in better places, though, in new season. Like, old season, like, I'm down. Pick one up old season, stash him maybe, and, like, see if it comes through. But if you're going new season, like, competition's hot and heavy. You got to get in there. You can't be taking a maybe.
What other forwards are you getting in the new season for $5 that have upside?
Yeah. Remember we talked about last week? You want Fafa Pico or do you want Sebastian Ferrer?
Like, I got a Marshall Ruddy for $5. So,
okay. Yeah, that's probably a pretty good pickup.
Okay. Well, that's not fair.
That's an outlier. Well, we can't count that.
Yeah. He's $10 now. So,
sell. Take the profit. Take the 2X.
I'm a sell for a juicy, bro.
You're not getting $5 on Marshall Ruddy anytime soon. And I have 6 of them. So, if anyone wants one, offers are open, but I will be taking 2 times the lowest floor price.
Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
I do have 6 of them, though, for real.
Dude,
he's rising. He's doing a little thing. Richie Larea is out for 3 months, so.
That trade from 2 years ago will finally come good, I guess. I don't know, maybe. Yeah, see, man. If you hold long enough, it'll eventually come good, right?
I mean, if they're young enough, you can hold for a long time, you know? He's still in 19. We're good.
You have 5 years for him to learn how to kick a ball. Like, dude, anything is possible. Picked up the
16-year-old Marshall Ruddy. He's good now at 19.
That's why, hey, buy 50 Axel Kais now. Buy them all.
My problem was Aaron Long is not young, so that didn't work as well.
It's okay. Like, the still, 5 Schlegels that them. I pawned off. No, on
you,
Powell,
you want
like,
your
over
Brooklyn
the last year.
Reigns, man. You want that. You're talking about young kids. You want that Brooklyn Reigns.
He just needs more playing time. That's all. That's all. And I thought with all the injuries, he would get a little bit more, but he was still making late sub appearances.
He's getting some, is he not? He looked like one of the best players on the field when I watched, I think it was Colorado.
That's because he comes on the last 10 minutes and everyone's tired.
He started. He started. He was 82 minutes. He started. He finally started.
Hey. Let him go.
He looked great.
That's not bad.
Look at him go.
He looked fantastic.
Did he get subbed off for Brad Smith and then Brad Smith scored? Is that what happened?
Potentially.
That would be incredible.
Latif Blessing.
No, Blessing. Shout out, sporting legend.
Oh, yeah. Wow, Latif Blessing showing up.
He's in Houston? Oh my
God. He just went there like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it literally just happened. I thought about picking one up.
Smartest person. I love that guy.
Dude, Ben Olsen's the guy, man. And Hector Herrera comes back in this team. Oh yeah. Speaking of which, if Hector Herrera is coming back, Mike Bazin says he's aiming for the Austin game. Should we be picking up Hector Herrera's right now? Because last time I looked, they were getting cheap.
Hector?
I think they still are. I think his rare is like $80, which is
It might be time to start
13
picking up
on an old season.
That's kind of wild. What's his rare?
There is no 107.
Okay. Never mind.
It's not rare. There.
That's $12. You can pick up a Driussi and a Hector Herrera for the price of a new season Marina.
Oof.
How
are you guys seeing the prices? Like, have you guys seen, like, is it still going up from week one to week two? Because I haven't really been in the market yet. That's like a today and tomorrow thing. Have you guys been in the market for anything? Have you guys been picking up any cheeky buys? Like, yeah. Alex is already shaking his head. I know you.
I did.
It was spending problem.
I did. I picked up a whole new stack. I did.
A whole new stack?
A whole new stack.
All right, what'd you get?
Are you ready for this right here?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah, I need to know.
If it's a DC stack, I'm going nuts.
Dude, who wants
to probably not a DC stack.
I can't wait for who wants to ruin your day.
Do you see it?
Oh, here, I can't wait for who won. Oh no. I saw purple.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Yep. I went full blown.
Red Bulls?
I felt like I this isn't just for this week, but I'm going to just go with this for the season, cuz I feel like if Orlando picks up like they were last year, which I think they will. And Muriel's, he's close. He's gotten close. He's gonna break through soon and just start going ham. So I felt like I gotta buy in now while they are insanely cheap.
Did someone like, pay you to take this stack?
No. I got this for so cheap, dude. Like,
I'm not gonna lie though. I'm not gonna lie. I forget who was in the chat last week, kind of like asking about it the other day, but like Orlando is kind of a buy low. We started off last year very bad. Last year, it was a crapshoot. Like, we were screaming Poppy out very early on in the season. Poor Thomas, his eyes burned.
Wait till we get to August at Disney World. Nobody wants to go to Disney World at that point.
But
you can ask any parent in the entire United States. Nobody.
I like what you're on to, Alex, like full season, but like a little sneaky for next week. Orlando is on a bye for the next 2 weeks, so that sucks. Good night, Mike Bassin. Thanks for showing up. Have a good rest of your sleep. And we'll try to have a good rest of the show. Orlando against the Red Bulls, historically rough. I picked up a Lewis Morgan this week for that reason.
Even though it's at home?
Rough. Yeah, dude. Hey, dude, we're one of those teams that struggle against the high press. We always have.
Okay.
Playing out of the press, we struggle with.
That's why Miami scored 5 goals.
We struggle with Miami's press, dude. You want us to handle freaking Red Bulls, dude?
Like, I don't know if you can see this too, but I also think
you're also playing away to DC next game, so maybe fade Orlando for the next, and away to Montreal after that.
But you're not wrong, because after that, you don't have Faku in that team, so it'll be great. You're already doing great.
They'll be fine. Also, I don't know if it showed, but I also did pick up a Vancouver attacking stack. I went back and I got Brian White and Gould because they're still so cheap.
Look at that. We got Canner C over here asking about Brian White and if he's fit again. Yeah, he should be, right? Did he go off with a knock?
I think they said it was I saw concussion protocol, and I think they said that they were it looked like he was going to probably play. I don't know what the percentage is. I couldn't tell you, but I can tell you that I saw Vancouver Whitecaps reports, and they're like, if he's cleared, he'll play. Like, that's what it's looking like.
Well, isn't concussion protocol like mandatory one game anyway?
I don't think like it is. I think if they like see signs of like a,
you have to like clear
like actual concussion.
You have to like get through
exactly.
Yeah.
And so yeah, keep that in mind. But Brian White is getting hot right now.
He's only $8 too. Old season.
Can we go back to Daniel? I have no taste buds. Cooper, who said is a team back because they beat Austin, and I agree with this comment. I agree with this comment. I don't know if we're. I don't know if we're full sending all the chips back into Orlando.
I don't like that you can see the comments too, because I was just gonna blow right past that one. I didn't see it. Like, oh, sorry, dude.
I want to see a little more proof that we're back. I do think you guys are right. Like, Orlando's a buy low as we get into the summer, but like at this second, I don't think we're back yet. Like, as you mentioned, high press you struggle with. And we just went over their schedule, and it's not super friendly to, you know, you're going to get pressed quite a bit. And you guys can't beat DC regardless anyway. You struggle with DC too.
Talking about Orlando used to be fun. Used to be a good time. Used to be a grand.
Don't worry. We'll get to August. August will come, and the swamp will do its work.
Oh, yeah.
Post Leagues Cup, it'll be perfect.
Yeah, they may win Leagues Cup too, to be fair. Although I don't know if they're playing in Orlando, so I don't know.
Of course we are.
Imagine a Leagues Cup final in Orlando versus America. Oh my
God. Oh, easy.
I might have to come down for that.
Easy money.
I would need some bail money, probably. Anyway, the Whitecaps on paper had the best 3 games for these special weeklies, but it didn't quite work out. Can we make Jonah feel better, or are Whitecaps bad because they started off the season good? I've had my questions about Takeoka since last year. I've owned him for a while now, and their defense is still questionable, even though they still score well.
Yeah, Vesna is why.
They score so well, even in losses. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
That's why. I get it. Look who scored well in that game. The attacking stacks. It's Gold and it's Brian White. You got that. That's a stack to have.
Their good is relative. 67 and 63 isn't that good.
Yeah.
Be fair. But at home,
you're going to get that consistently. RSL,
I feel like we just keep undervaluing RSL to some degree. You know, like it's been like 3 years where they're like, it's RSL. That's a good matchup. And like they always make the playoffs. Like they're not a bad team, even if they don't have like traditional talent like a lot of other teams have. They just like they are good or at least solid. Like they're not bad. So, it was at home. Like you'd hope you have a little bit better matchup at home. But, Fidel Barajas going off, my guy. He was in USL last year, so we root for him. What happened to
really sober friendly?
Your guy Raposo scored the lowest of anybody in the game. What happened?
Yeah, McMath is always cheap, and everyone always overlooks him in RSL. So it's pretty crazy.
Their defensive usually scores all around pretty high. So RSL defense stack. Let's go. Yeah, grab that and grab Ojeda. I still think he's the best.
I'm just gonna hide Raposo behind your pictures. We don't have to talk about.
Justin Glad is really good. Sneaky center back. Which one?
And Vancouver. A really
what was the set?
Oh, that's just his picture.
Nice, bro.
David,
I see that every day.
Was that an injury that I saw? What's his new season compared to his regular? Hold up, go up.
Wow. Yeah, I have classics. To be fair,
I had an RSL stack until Ruiz got hurt last year, so I know the ups and downs of RSL. There's a lot of. Look, you can see last year when he was playing well, those 80 pluses were very nice. But
yeah, he has goal potential too. 11 goals, like that's a goal every 10 games. That's not nothing. Like that is legit off of the corner.
And the goal line clearance, he had that header off of Messi's free kick too. So like he's just putting his body. He's for the badge.
He is. 100%. He is also. He's got some slight downs, but it's fine because those weeks you're losing anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And McMath has really good peak scores too. The way they play.
Yeah.
Well, I like the RSL show because look, Chicho's a great striker in this league. We've seen him do it before. He hasn't really taken off yet this season. Luna was out for this either, and he just dictates the midfield too. Like in the final third, so it's like. RSL is one of those teams that they always hang around. They always make it happen. They just you hate to play against them, but you never know what to expect. You always bet against them and they always make you feel sorry for it. Yeah.
So yeah, they
good night, buddy.
Have a good
sweet dreams.
But yeah, the midfield for RSLs, if they still have Ruiz, they'd have a top midfield in the league. Oh my God. Ruiz, Luna, Ojeda is and they would have Anelli off the right
toss
too.
Off that'd the be bench. Crazy.
Get that profit.
Yeah. Nasty. We were talking about cheeky pickups that we had
this
week.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of this guy?
I don't know which guy.
This guy?
Oh, Carlos Heel.
Oh.
Yeah, new season.
Not
Carlos Heel.
Not Nacho, not the better Heel at this point.
Not Nacho. No.
But banging in centers all day, bro.
I want my traditional Carlos. And I have the New England 5% bonus, so he's already a 10%er. Obviously, we talked about the Driussi pickup. I also picked
unrelated. I like that Gross pickup. Unrelated, but
yeah. I picked up this Nico Tsikaris, really low key for 71 cents, and I'm actually kind of happy about it because I hear a lot of hype about him.
Why? Because he finally started a game,
and he finally started a game, and he's 71 freaking cents. So.
Can I say that? Not only is San Jose just always rough, but shout out to Espinoza finally doing something again.
Look at that.
It's there's so many decent young players just buried in San Jose that never see the light of day. And then when they get to play, it's like, oh wow, this guy is great. And then they just sitting.
They get to play in the USU 20 team and they bang in the equalizer against France. You know, it's
doing
fine.
A whole lot of. Nothing.
It's fine. They're not that good. We'll just sell them to Mexico. It's fine.
And apparently Daniel's also dead or whatever. We don't know what he's... Yeah,
But yeah, don't DM people about that, because
don't DM any San Jose reporters.
Yes,
except for Fabian. He's a San Jose Fabian's guy. Cool. He was great.
Yeah, he's cool. Oh man, he's our new official Sower reporter for San Jose.
But yeah, us dude. MLS fantasy players we're getting on under their skin.
See, it's all those beans that's keeping him awake. He's ready to go. So I'm actually on board. You know. I'm on board with if that's what keeps you awake, man, you keep going.
See, the key is you got to come and like hang out on the stream, because Alex is flying. I don't know how you're doing it. I'm over here falling asleep and I've just had like half a day.
Yeah, I've had a third of a day, so I'm good. I've had a third of a day. I don't really do much, you know.
Daniel was talking about Portland. How are we feeling about Portland? They didn't really show up. Their new striker, he got a goal on his debut.
He scored when it was 4-0, right?
Something like that. Yeah, a little consolation goal. But hey, what better way to do it on your debut?
3-0.
There's no better feeling.
We hyped them up last week, didn't we? We thought it was going to be
a really nice matchup for them, and it was not a nice matchup.
Nope. Kai Wagner decided to become 2023 pre-racism Kai Wagner, and so. Yeah, he tore him apart.
Which, like, some of those goals were like, kind of lucky, kind of not. Like, it was Yeah, and Portland does create chances. They haven't finished it. And, hey, Portland's back line, Crapo and Kamal Miller, two staples in their back line, weren't really there. So if you don't have them, then Philly's, like, third graders can beat you, I guess. So that's a thing.
Who beat them.
To be fair, DC also equalized from 2-0 down against those two in the back. So yeah. I don't know if their defense is 100% solid yet. They also that's Philly. They got routed by Pachuca 6-0.
Yeah.
JK.
That game was so bad. Oh my god. If you watch that game live, you saw they just every second they were scoring. Yeah. And Glesnes too.
We've always said it. Portland's one of those teams that they figure out a way. They'll figure it out. The Vander was good.
It does not matter if they lose 3-1. Santi Moreno still bombs an 82. He don't care. He does not care. At this
he point. Don't care about nothing.
He is hot, boy. Like, he was very cold, and now he is very hot.
And a forward guard now.
Also, Quinn Sullivan, you know, because he's also a club legend at this point. But yeah, Santi, boy, is hot. He hasn't been below a 52 since, like, September. I don't know. When was this?
That's wild.
Yeah,
August of last year was the last time he was below a 52.
And now that he's a forward card too, like, those scores, they don't come easy in the Major League Soccer.
Yeah, this is as a forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, when his auctions for his new seasons first came out, I was like, these are high. I get he's a forward now, but these are high. But he's proven those prices right. 55, yeah, that's like, he's an elite option now.
It's still high.
It's still high. Yeah. But again,
and U23? U23 too, yeah. He's
but we for say another time. Couple months. Yeah,
it's so hard to find like good quality strikers that can do it week in and week out in MLS. So, you know, it is what it is. We got a question now for you, Alex. Mm-hmm. Do you think Russell will be fit for the upcoming game week? What is the what's the verdict here? Where are we at?
If I knew, I would tell you. But we get zero. We've gotten zero info. Like we saw him in a video. Yeah, I'll DM all the sporting reporters and I'll be like, hey.
No, they have to DM you and then you'll tell them the information. Oh. That's what it is.
Yeah. So they posted a video of him like training, and then all these guys were like, oh my god, Russell's back, like we're gonna have him. And then they took a photo with like these kids that came to the training ground and he was nowhere to be seen. So I honestly think he's probably not gonna play. They're gonna be cautious with him, realistically.
What about Fontas?
And Fontas did train fully Monday too. I think it's 50-50 if he's going to play, because last week I thought he was ready to go, but then they decided to let us know that he didn't train Wednesday and Thursday, Friday afternoon after locks. And so we're just not getting enough information that we need to be able to like give you 100% that they're going to play. But Fontas 50%, Johnny, go on the safe side, don't start him. Maybe pick up Bagata for cheap and start him instead. But yeah, I wouldn't bank on anything with Russell.
JVic, you're the dude.
JVic,
you're the
so
dude.
Polite. I don't think. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Because I was going to change the subject.
Oh, we're done. Moving on.
No, we're good. Okay, cool. Never mind. Moving on. So I don't think this would be a proper preview show if we didn't point out the fact that there are still teams in CONCACAF Champions Cup. And those teams will be playing next week, midweek. So there will be rotation, very likely. Miami is one, and I don't remember the other. New England is the other, and Columbus. Yeah. So also Nashville, maybe they catch a break and they get some rotation, you know? Another reason why I don't hate Nashville at home.
Listen, but they have Panico.
New England is also off, so they don't have to rotate.
We will never see Messi play an MLS game ever again. All right, just to let you know,
he will never play in this league.
Gonzo Copa America comes back.
He's gonna play Leafs Cup and then he's gonna pick up a knock and then
it's fine though because they sold season tickets for every team in the league based on him playing one game there. So
yep, I was one of those. Now I get to watch Robert Taylor stink it up for 90 minutes, but it's fine. You know,
and he'll still finish second in MVP vote.
He'll win the Ballon d'Or. Yeah. Don't worry.
They'll
give him most improved player next year because he plays three more games.
Comeback player of the year.
I did want to quickly because like they're kind of like up in the air. LAFC at Colorado. You're just asking for another $5 million route. Stacks that one last week. Not
that bad, guys.
Yeah, but LAFC's hot right now. They feel good. Cincinnati at Charlotte. Cincinnati has scoring woes, and Charlotte's pretty good at home. That's going to be an interesting match. Whatever. Austin FC Dallas at Austin. That's going to be up in there, too. It might be 0-0. Whatever. Seattle at LA Galaxy.
I really think that's a good matchup for LA Galaxy.
Rest in peace, like, Seattle.
They're going to get crucified.
Until I see João Paulo on the field, I'm treating every home game against Seattle as like a really nice matchup, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know why he's so important, but he is so important.
Y'all are excited that Stefan Fry is back. You're excited to get to blow that dust off the card, get him back. But guess what? You don't want to play him this week because this
is... Yeah.
Paint's 100. Paintsill's going to get 100. That's my prediction.
Oh, there's going to be three in this team.
Delgado's going to be another 100.
I actually kind of think Yamar might have a decent game just because I think he's going to have like 100 tackles. He's gonna have
so he might get a red card, though. He might get a red card.
It doesn't matter. If you have enough AA, it doesn't matter. He's going to have like an 80 with a red card. It'll be fine.
Yeah, last week it was only FC stacks, and this week it's probably going to be Galaxy stacks.
He'll turn into Boss Gagli for a game and get 70 AA. We'll see it.
The new MLS. Can we also, like, stacks and MLS are very hit or miss. So, like, you can't just say, like, oh, LAFC made me lose all of my money in my account because they scored so high. Oh, ban stacks. Like, that's not a thing. Because, like, if you look at the LAFC stack, it's been kind of garbage for a while. So, Bawanga has been very close and, like, he should have broken out. And like they finally got him going, which is good news for them. But yeah, the rest of I don't know, 5-0 is a little bit excessive.
And they're getting Olivier Giroud?
Potentially.
No, I think it's confirmed now, right?
I mean, it's somewhat confirmed, but the contract's not signed. So until the contract gets signed, it's happening, but the contract's not signed. So like until that's happened, it can always fall through.
But yeah, that's going to be a cheeky matchup. Probably Seattle I'm looking at, and I see that Thomas is still here, and it pains me to say it with all my heart, and these words don't come out of my body naturally. But
Sunday Shenanigans
is back, baby. Next week we'll be there because you know what? Atlanta United at home against the Chicago Fire. They're getting their guys back. Even if they did play internationally, guess what? They play on Sunday, so they get an extra day of rest at home. Atlanta United took the L to what used to be Insigne Toronto.
What used to be Toronto.
Thomas is going to be on the field. So Let's go. Guess what? Sell those LA Galaxy stacks.
Start your Chicago.
Because you want Atlanta United this weekend. Yeah. Wow. Is this another GG hat trick?
Jonte Silva 100%? Are we
what
sure?
do we think Zonde about Zonde Silva? Because he didn't know. Start when nobody was there. Is he still a starter? Question mark. And if he is a starter, is he any good? Because I'm kind of split on that too.
And would you rather have Loba Janice or Shonde Silva? Thomas, we're all talking to you at this point.
Yeah. Just hop on your webcam and let's go.
But yeah, Atlanta, doing it. Get your Guzons out. Get your Brad Guzans.
Yes, sir. Guzan Lennon.
Yeah, see, Thomas gets it. Saba Labajanice. Yeah. You want him over Silva. Just saying.
He did start against Toronto and have a 22, to be fair.
Who?
Saba.
That's Toronto.
That's the new Toronto.
Massive club.
Exactly. Yeah, that was club. Only the first in. Half against Insigne. The second half doesn't count.
Oh, my God. Are we going to win? There's no Insigne. Are we going to win a game away from home? No Insigne? Yeah.
Is Marshall ready? There's an Osorio. Actually, low-key, DeAndre Kerr looked really good to me in this last game, and I don't know why, but if he actually does something at striker, I'll be just super pumped. Yeah, I thought he was decent, but he also only played 55 minutes.
Oh, see, there you go. Saba has to have the cast around him or else he loses the ball 1,100 times.
That will hurt your AA if you lose the ball that many times. That's true.
Well, yeah, somebody has to make it happen. And when you're the only guy out there, you're getting triple team and quadruple team. And yeah, the whole team
he's
crashing
getting Kaweo'd all over the place. Kaweo is really good too, by the way. He's like a mid-50s guy with upside.
Yeah, he's gone a few games in a row, right? Playing well.
Do we but hey, Kuipers is starting to score goals. Gutierrez has looked great. Habers has been balling. Like he's prime Messi.
Yeah, y'all were hating.
What's his position though?
Whatever they need.
Attacking.
He plays all of it. Just he plays right soccer player.
He just, hey, what position are you? Yes.
I'm on the field. I'll be there. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Dude, he's kind of having to see. Like, this isn't a guy I'm going to go pick up by
this
any means.
70
like,
average.
I am $48.
Yo, $48 floor.
Wild. If you're pissed. $48 for Fabian Ervers.
Like, dude, I get it, bro. Like, he's smashing it right now. But come on. Come on.
He's going to win the golden boot, and we're going to be here at the end of the year like, well, we were wrong. Just kidding.
Dude, look. Oh, look
I mean,
that,
he does have
that.
Like 30 up into AA the right. games, you know?
Up and to the right only.
And yeah, before I don't know. He goes up to 80.
I can't do it. Like at he that point, like
single-handedly beats Atlanta, and we're all looking like fools.
I mean, if this Portland let us down against Philly kids, then who's to say Chicago Fire aren't going to come out here and just blast Atlanta United into Tomorrowland?
Welcome to the MLS.
Oh, yeah. But that's why we love it, right?
To be fair, like that projected lineup that you had for Chicago, Tehran, yeah. Pretty good player. Chios, yeah. Pretty good player. Chris Brady, pretty good player. Jimenez, pretty good player. Kellen Acosta, pretty decent. Kuipers, pretty good. Heber, playing well. Shaqiri, could be good. Brian Gutierrez, really good player.
Oh, so good.
Haile Selassie, pretty good.
Look, that's the thing. And you know?
Like, it's not a bad team.
No, when we did the scouting synopsis episode with Nashy, shout out the show. dude, we even talked about it. We were like, at the end of it, we were all like, wait, is Chicago kind of good? And they have the guys. They have the players to do it. New coach, new everything. Shaqiri is born again or something, turned around or something. That's what I keep hearing. But things are a little rough. Hey, maybe they will get it together. The East is just—it's going to be just a mess until decision day, and it's going to be
below
chaos.
Nashville, so that's not good.
That's yeah.
But
it also helps that they're
ahead of Orlando, so.
It doesn't help that they're also never going to get a clean sheet ever. They might not get a single one this year.
Yeah. They've given up 10 goals in 5 games. So
yeah, that's
not ideal. Yeah,
listen, it is what it is.
They've scored 9 though. So not bad.
Get your Atlanta United stacks out here. Get your LA Galaxy stacks out here because it's going to be another chaotic weekend in Major League Soccer. Alex, is there anything else you want to let these people know? We've been going an hour. Is there anything you want to let these people know? Yes. Is there anything we still need to talk about? Anything that you have on your chest?
I would give you like a preview of the Sporting game, but I will just tell you, start Leibold if you have him. That's all I will tell you.
Start He's going to bang.
Start your Leibold. You have.
Bang, bang. And if he doesn't, you owe everyone $20.
I'll give out
Aaron. You owe everyone toast and beans.
I'll give away a Habers. I'll give away 15 Habers.
There you go.
They're expensive now, man. You know, be careful what you're talking about.
They're common. Common Habers.
Chris. I think there's one thing that we still have to talk about.
Yes, give it to me.
There is a team that has played less games than almost everybody in MLS and is first in the Eastern Conference all by themselves. And that is Cincinnati.
Wow.
Yeah. They have 3 wins, 2 draws, and no losses in 5 games. They have 11 points, which is more points than Miami on less games played. Nobody can catch them that has 4 games played. Montreal is at 7. So they are kind of running away with it again already. And yeah, they can't score, but they've only allowed 2 goals this year in 5 games.
So, that's the key. Is that defensively? Yeah. They're doing it. And dude, defense wins games.
If you concede to Cincinnati, you will lose the game. Just period. End of story. Miles Robinson, Matt Miazga, turns out pretty good pairing. You know, they were pretty good when they played together on the United States national team. Turns out they're also pretty good against MLS teams. Incredible. And
another guy. Another guy who's pretty good. Yedlin. Put up a Yedlin, 80 off AA.
Another U.S. Yeah. national team guy.
Yeah. That's going
to. Nwobodo's going to be back either this week or maybe next week. Good luck.
Kubo season is over.
They may not score any goals, but they're never going to concede. They're the most boring games you'll ever watch, but they ain't losing, man.
Shout out to Kip Keller, who deserved his goal, and it got tickets away.
That actually cost me a lot because he was in a very high-performing lineup. I have to go back and check. Hold on.
Oh, no.
I think he was in my top lineup last week.
Oh, man. It's always the worst when you get that decisive you wanted, and then, boom, just VAR takes it away.
He was in U23, which ended up on a tier 2, but could have been so much better. I started a full Cincy defense back, by the way, in this game. Which was bold strategy by me, and it almost worked.
What a cheeky little team. Look at that.
Yeah.
Hoosh, Jovalich.
Yeah. It almost worked. I was tier 1 for the longest time, and I think it was like Tuesday morning I fell to tier 2. I was like three spots behind tier 1, to be fair. But yeah, I was in that spot forever. But yeah, if Kip Keller gets that decisive, I'm sitting in like high tier 1 land.
Oh, yeah, you love to see it.
To be fair, this ended up being Serginho Dest, so I'm not going to complain.
There you go.
We take those.
Yeah, we do take those. But y'all, this is great talking. This is a great episode. Hopefully this helps. Hopefully you got a little insight in this weekend while you're planning, while you're going out and giving Silver all your tiny 3D NCs. You know, I don't think I've spun an MLS card once this season.
I have. I just did. It wasn't even mine.
Oh, whoa, you are crazy. You're an animal.
I don't know if I'm allowed to do that, but I did it. It was one of the forward cards we were talking about. I was like, ooh, this is shiny. It was the one we were talking about with the trade, Zande Silva. It wasn't even mine, but it got offered to me in a trade, and I felt like, you know what? It's kind of mine to some degree. So I spun it around.
Now you know.
It didn't look that nice, change, so I declined.
He should be out there. So there you go. Now you have it. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. We're going out. Peace. See you. Good luck this weekend. Chris, stop twiddling other people's assets.
Don't.